AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Joe Biden has been on Capitol Hill looking for support among fellow Democrats of the nuclear deal reached with Iran. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
With so many Republicans dead set against the deal, the president's depending on Democrats to back him in a likely veto fight, which is why the vice president spent over an hour answering questions from House members on things like verification and the timing of sanctions relief. New York Congressman Steve Israel says Biden told them he was a doubter at first.
Highly skeptical that they could get a good deal. And having drilled into this deal, he now believes that this deal is not perfect, but worth supporting.
But Israel says he, for one, is reserving judgment and hopes Congress uses all of its two-month review window to carefully consider the plan. Mark Smith at the White House.
Police outside Charleston, South Carolina, were called to a home this morning. Two adults and two children were found dead. Another child was taken to the hospital. Police aren't saying how the people died. Five people were seriously injured when an explosion rocked an aerospace plant in Newport, Washington, lifting an entire floor off its foundation. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Janet Yellen was told by House Financial Services Committee Chair Jeb Hensarling the economy would be healthier if the Fed followed more predictable rules that govern how it manages interest rates.
We continue to be mired in lackluster, halting economic growth. Middle-income paychecks are nearly $12,000 less compared to the average post-war recovery.
Maxine Waters, the top Democrat on the committee, praised the Fed strategy, saying they helped to create nearly 13 million private sector jobs. Wall Street stocks are higher, the Dow up about 8 points. Jurors have started deliberating in the trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. They must decide if Holmes was legally insane when he killed 12 people 3 years ago at a movie theater outside Denver. This is AP Radio News. Government investigators say they shut down an online marketplace that cybercriminals bought and sold malicious software and hacked databases. David Hickton is the U.S. attorney in Western Pennsylvania.
A conservative estimate is that losses to victims of dark code in terms of dollars and privacy have been extreme.
Hickton says they have dismantled a cyber hornet's nest. The city of Berkeley, California is tightening building standards as a result of a balcony collapse last month that killed 6 people. City inspectors say the balcony was supported by wooden beams that had been badly rotted by water damage. For the first time in 3 years, Apple is updating its iPod Touch. Apple's plan is to make music the central part of the iPod again. The new Touch has a faster processor and better cameras. Sales of iPods dropped when more and more people started using smartphones to listen to music. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.